This is the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. It's Thursday morning, August 27th, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Iotech International introduces IoShield Gum Defense, a swish-and-swallow nutritional formula. Iotech International introduces IoShield Gum Defense, a swish-and-swallow nutritional formula designed to support healthy gums and oral microbiome. By combining key nutrients and probiotics, this innovative product coats the teeth, gums, and oral tissues while delivering essential support to the body. With 4 billion CFU of Lactobacillus reuteri per serving, IoShield Gum Defense aims to revolutionize daily oral wellness routines. Visit www.ioshieldgumdefense.com for more information.
Turning AI innovation into sustainable profitability, Deepexy Technology 1384.HK delivers surging revenue, quarterly profitability, and a differentiated enterprise AI platform. Deepexy Technology 1384.HK has reported a 115% year-over-year surge in revenue for the first half of 2026, driven by a 209% increase in core AI revenue. The company achieved quarterly GAAP profitability in the second quarter, marking a significant milestone in Hong Kong's AI sector. Deepexy's strategic partnerships and proprietary data capabilities position it as a leader in the enterprise AI market.
Intelligent Office, Washington, D.C. celebrates 20 years with the relocation to a modern workspace at 1750 H Street Northwest. The move showcases the company's commitment to providing premium virtual office solutions, personalized support, and flexible workspace options. The new 8,300 square feet suite features upgraded technology, private offices, conference rooms, coffee bars, and a member lounge. An anniversary celebration is planned for October.
Mission Driven Bank Fund joins National Bankers Association discussion. The Mission Driven Bank Fund, MDBF, recently joined the National Bankers Association to discuss strategic capital, technical services, and impact measurement. The webinar featured MDBF's portfolio manager Paul Welch, Mayoa Sanusi, Nelson Hinojosa of Anchor Bank, and Matt Shields of Performance Trust Capital Partners, LLC. MDBF highlighted its commitment to supporting community-focused financial institutions through flexible capital, technical services, and impact measurement to help them achieve growth and deepen their impact.
Salon Spa Galleria Southwest Loop becomes a destination for beauty professionals seeking premium private suites. Salon and Spa Galleria Southwest Loop in Fort Worth is now a sought-after destination for beauty professionals seeking premium private suites. The expanding Salon Suite community offers a professional, private, and inspiring environment for beauty entrepreneurs to operate their own businesses. With a growing demand for flexible Salon Suite rentals, this location provides professionals the opportunity to create a personalized client experience while maintaining business independence. Contact 817-917-1416 for leasing information.
Why real estate agents should bring up cost segregation before closing? Not after. Real estate agents are advised to bring up cost segregation before closing, not after. CostaGrix founder Brian Cachula suggests involving a cost segregation specialist early in the process to provide investors with insights on accelerated depreciation. By incorporating this service during due diligence, agents can offer valuable guidance on capital improvement plans and depreciation strategies, positioning themselves as trusted advisors for long-term client relationships.
Lonza appoints Samantha Simitan as Chief Commercial Officer. Lonza has appointed Samantha Simitan as Chief Commercial Officer effective January 1, 2027. With a background in the CDMO industry, currently serving as CEO of the Salonic Group, Samanta will enhance customer engagement and commercial delivery at Lonza. This strategic move aims to unify the company's go-to-market approach and strengthen partnerships globally.
VIB reports first half year 2026 results in line with plan, further strategic and operational milestones achieved. VIB Vermogen AG reports first half year 2026 results in line with plan, achieving strategic and operational milestones. Rental income of 46.8 million and funds from operations of 24.1 million meet expectations. Income in the institutional business segment rises to 19.1 million. Further successes include a joint venture and project development and refinancing of promissory note loans.
Now Worlds gains momentum, delivering early growth signals. Now Worlds is gaining momentum with early growth signals. 8 Worlds are already live, with 6 more set to launch soon. Early user data shows a 59% increase in weekly active users on the Now map since the launch, with a 10% rise in average app session length. The Kingfluencers network is aiding the rapid expansion, demonstrating the strategic value of integration. Businesses and exclusive offers are already integrated, connecting creators, communities, and Now map in a scalable ecosystem.
H&R GMDH and Co. KGaA listed in the scale segment of the Frankfurt Stock Exchange as of today. H&R GMDH and Co. KGaA has officially been listed in the scale segment of the Frankfurt Stock Exchange starting August 26, 2026. The company's shares will be delisted from the regulated markets of the Dusseldorf and Hamburg stock exchanges by the end of 2026. H&R KGaA is a specialty chemicals company focused on developing and manufacturing chemical and pharmaceutical specialty products. For more information, visit www.hur.com.
Heidelberg Pharma AG and Wadong Medicine have received NMPA approval for a clinical trial of HDB-101 combination therapy in China. Heidelberg Pharma AG and Wadong Medicine have received NMPA approval for a clinical trial of HDP-101 combination therapy in China. The trial will evaluate the safety, tolerability, and preliminary efficacy of pamlectabart-tismanitin in combination with pomalidomide and dexamethasone or daratumumab and dexamethasone for patients with relapsed refractory multiple myeloma. Wadong Medicine will conduct the trial in China, bearing the development cost.
Investor news breaks. Post-quantum technology company Suzy Q Holdings, Inc. to present at Disruptive Conference. Suzy Q Holdings, Inc. is set to present at the Moody Capital Solutions 2026 Disruptive Growth and Life Sciences Conference in New York City on September 9th, 10th, 2026. Chairman and CEO Bradley Linehart will deliver a presentation and meet with investors. The company focuses on the measurement and sovereignty layer for the post-quantum era, led by a world-class team experienced in large-scale PQC deployments.
Greenland Mines GRML announces proposed public offering to fund Sarfarto acquisition. Greenland Mines announces a proposed public offering to fund the Sarfarto acquisition. The Western Aligned Critical Minerals developer plans to offer shares of common stock or common stock equivalents in a public offering, with the net proceeds intended for the acquisition of the Sarfarto ND Prey Rare Earth Element Project, working capital, and general corporate purposes. The offering is subject to market conditions, with AGP/Alliance Global Partners acting as the sole placement agent.
Azio AI Holdings. Azio advances Atlas One as AI infrastructure investor accelerates all top rocket permanent color and 500 SDO. Azio AI Holdings is advancing its Atlas One development in South Texas to meet the increasing demand for AI infrastructure. With over 548 acres and 500 megahertz of planned power capacity, the project includes off-grid power and enterprise fiber connectivity. As global investment in AI infrastructure grows, AZO is focusing on the initial 11 megahertz phase to capitalize on the expanding market for computing capacity.
Now X Imaging, NNOX, is one to watch. NanoX Imaging, a company focused on driving the world's transition to preventative healthcare, has seen an increase in revenue in the first quarter of 2026. With FDA clearance for various medical imaging solutions, NanoX is expanding its commercial reach through collaborations with healthcare organizations like RadNet and Cedars-Sinai. The company's integrated platform aims to enable earlier detection and improved clinical efficiency.
Investor news breaks. The iDrinkMaker 20/20 Inc. to present at New York Investor Conference. The iDrinkMaker 20/20 Inc. is set to present at the Moody Capital Solutions 2026 Disruptive Growth in Life Sciences Conference in New York City. CEO Dr. Roger Ru will showcase the company's innovative ready-to-drink functional beverage designed to support eye health for individuals who spend prolonged periods on electronic devices. The presentation is scheduled for 9:35 a.m. ET on September 9th at the Westin New York Grand Central.
Mission IR news breaks. Evolution Petroleum Corporation, NYSE American, MYSE American, EPM prices $12 million public offering. Evolution Petroleum Corporation, NYSE American. EPM has priced its underwritten public offering of 3.7 million shares of common stock at $3.25 per share, expecting gross proceeds of about $12 million. The company granted underwriters a 30-day option for an additional 555,000 shares. Proceeds will fund part of its acquisition of oil and natural gas interests in the Permian Basin and general corporate purposes. Roth Capital Partners is the book-running manager for the offering.
Bridge launches $500 million direct lending fund to finance suppliers of America's largest retailers. Bridge, a Citi-backed AI-powered lending platform, has launched a $500 million direct lending fund for CPG brands and retail suppliers serving America's largest retailers. The fund aims to provide fast and transparent production capital to fulfill purchase orders. Bridge's innovative approach has already facilitated financing for numerous businesses, including Dog Sauce, allowing them to expand their presence in major retailers like Walmart.
Investor news breaks. Frontiers North America highlights August 27th Reg E Plus offering deadline. Advances West Virginia Fast Form facility. Frontiers North America advances construction of its first commercial-scale Fast Form facility in West Virginia to meet growing electricity demand. PJM's latest capacity auction saw prices hit the federally approved cap, with a significant shortfall in capacity. The company's innovative process converts coal into clean-burning fuels without burning it. Frontiers is currently offering investment opportunities until August 27, 2026, for its Mason County facility. For more information, visit Frontiers' website.
Mining news breaks. SmartChem, Inc. Wells Ferrox. Accelerated Tavani development program targeting Q4 2026 production. SmartChem welcome news from Ferrox. Critical materials of an accelerated development program for the Tavani project in South Africa, aiming for a working demonstration scale processing circuit by Q4 Toll 626. The program includes on-site ore preparation, a wash plant infrastructure, and a toll milling arrangement. Ferroox is also advancing construction of a wash plant and site preparation at Tavani, with a focus on establishing operating data, product quality, and initial sales capability.
NUMA NUMA Resources Inc. advances diversified mining portfolio anchored by world-class copper and gold, Numa Numa Resources Inc. is advancing its diversified mining portfolio anchored by world-class copper and gold projects. The company is focused on reconstructing Panguna as its flagship long-term project in partnership with the mine's customary landowners. With a strategic approach to development, Numa Numa aims to address the increasing demand for copper, gold, and critical minerals in the global market.
Investor news breaks. Silincom Limited NYSE American NYCNX engages IBN for corporate communications strategy. Silincom Limited NYCENC American has engaged IBN for its corporate communications. The company, known for its ruggedized tactical communication headset devices, is expanding internationally with recent military orders in Asia and Europe. IBN will utilize its investor-focused distribution network to increase awareness of Silincom through various channels. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Network news breaks. Olenox Industries highlights revenue growth, energy to compute strategy in shareholder letter. Olenox Industries reported a revenue increase in the second quarter of 2026, reaching approximately $2.10 million, up 194% from the previous year. The company's total assets rose by 78% to $64.20 million, with stockholders' equity increasing by 155% to $19.40 million. Olenox's strategy includes transitioning some operations to company-controlled facilities for Bitcoin mining and hosting, as well as potential acquisitions to support its energy-to-compute platform.
Could the tech industry provide new support for PGM prices? Platinum group metals like platinum and palladium are facing a shift in demand due to the rise of hybrid and electric vehicles. Companies such as Platinum Group Metals Limited are now considering their production capacity and financial health to navigate potential price fluctuations. Could the tech industry provide new support for PGM prices? For more insights on the mining industry, visit rocksandstocks.news.
How power constraints are shaping the future of AI data center growth? Power constraints are reshaping the future of AI data center growth. AZO AI Holdings, Inc. is at the forefront of this trend with its Project Atlas initiative focusing on securing land, power, and network connectivity for AI infrastructure development. Major industry players like Micron Technology, Inc., Supermicro Computer, Inc., and Dell Technologies, Inc. are also involved in shaping the AI sector. How power constraints are shaping the future of AI data center growth. Artificial intelligence is shaping the future of data center growth as spending on AI infrastructure is projected to reach $487 billion by 2026 and exceed $1 trillion by 2029. AZO AI Holdings, Inc. is at the forefront of this trend with its Project Atlas initiative, focusing on securing land, power, and network connectivity for AI development. Major industry players like Micron Technology, Inc., Supermicro Computer, Inc., and Dell Technologies, Inc. are also involved in shaping the AI sector.
Tech Media Breaks, Wrap Technologies, Inc., featured an NNW editorial on counter-drone-directed energy technology. The editorial discusses RAP's exclusive U.S. South and NATO license to a physics-based sensing technology and its partnership with Israeli firm Fresnel Imaging for laser-directed energy interception. This technology is aimed at enhancing defense and security in various markets, including Department of War Force Protection and Department of Homeland Security Border Security.
American Fusion, TM Inc., AMFN builds toward commercial fusion market as Texatron TM targets rising power demand and company prepares for national exchange uplisting. American Fusion Inc. is gearing up for the commercial fusion market with its Texatron fusion engine targeting the rising demand for power. The company is working towards uplisting to a national exchange like NASDAQ Capital Market, engaging Lukoski Brookman LLP for advice. The global fusion sector saw a record $4.48 billion in funding, with Texas's data center market creating need for reliable electricity.
Mission IR news breaks. Greenland Mines Limited prices $20 million public offering. Greenland Mines has priced its public offering at approximately $20 million, covering 4 million shares of common stock. The offering is expected to close on or about August 27, 2026, with net proceeds intended for the acquisition of the Sarfarto Endy Prayer Rare Earth Element Project. A GP/Alliance Global Partners served as the sole placement agent for the offering. Monode Bio licenses AI-designed protein technologies to SignalChem Biotech for custom discovery assays. Monode Bio has licensed its AI-designed protein technologies, Lexit Luciferase and Novobodies, to SignalChem Biotech for custom discovery assays. The partnership aims to enhance SignalChem Biotech's custom assay services by integrating Monode Bio's innovative technologies. This collaboration expands Sinobiological's capabilities in the CRO sector through the incorporation of AI-enabled life science tools, ultimately benefiting researchers and accelerating their discovery processes.
Mining news breaks. New Pacific Metals Corp., NYSE American, NYSE signs 30-year mining contracts for Karanga Silver Gold Project. New Pacific Metals Corp., NYSE American. NewP has signed 30-year administrative mining contracts for its Karangas Silver Gold Project in Bolivia. The contracts, inked with Bolivia's mining jurisdictional authority, are set for ratification by the Plurinational Legislative Assembly. The company's 30,000-meter drill program, starting in September, will focus on upgrading mineral resources and exploring new targets for a planned feasibility study.
Tech media breaks. Azio AI Holdings, Inc. advances its Atlas One development in South Texas to meet the rising demand for AI infrastructure. With over 548 acres and 500 MW of planned power capacity, Azio is focusing on modular data centers. Other companies like Micron Technology, Supermicro Computer, Dell Technologies, and Eaton are also investing in AI infrastructure, highlighting the industry's growth.
Mining news breaks. Nevada Organic Phosphate, Inc. extends Murdoch Mountain phosphate mineralization to over 3 kilometers. Nevada Organic Phosphate, Inc. has extended the Murdoch Mountain phosphate mineralization to over 3 kilometers. The company reported assay results from drill hole MM26-10, revealing 10.89% P2O5 over 3.60 meters true thickness. This successful 1.5 kilometer step out along strike confirms the extension of phosphate mineralization. Continued drilling aims to test strike continuity and refine grade controls across the Murdoch Mountain trend. Wow.
Network news breaks. Greenland Mines Limited announces proposed public offering to fund Sarfartoq acquisition. Greenland Mines Limited has announced a proposed public offering to fund the acquisition of the Sarfartoq ND Prayer Rare Earth Element Project. The company plans to offer shares of common stock or common stock equivalents, with the net proceeds intended for the acquisition, working capital, and general corporate purposes. The offering is subject to market conditions, with AGP/Alliance Global Partners acting as the sole placement agent.
Tech media breaks. Rail Vision Limited, NASDAQ, RVSN, FSE C80 reports 328% revenue growth in first half of 2026, reaching $1.015 million compared to $237,000 the previous year. The company saw an increase in gross profit to $317,000 and reported a GAAP net loss of $7.31 million. Recent developments include integrating technology into RailServe Yard Guard system and exploring opportunities in international markets.
Tech media breaks. Manox Imaging Limited to report second quarter 2026 financial results, September 9. Tech Media Breaks reports that Manox Imaging Limited will release its second quarter 2026 financial results on September 9. The conference call, hosted by CEO ERZMELTZR, will begin at 8:30 a.m. ET to discuss the results and provide a business update. A live webcast will be available on Manox's website for investors and interested parties.
Selinxcom Limited NYSE American, SYNX is one to watch. Selinxcom Limited is making waves in the tactical headset market with a projected 42% CAGR growth in the in-ear segment. With recent military orders in Asia and Europe, the company is expanding internationally beyond Israel. Their advanced tactical communications platform, including drone detection capabilities, is gaining traction across military, law enforcement, and industrial sectors. Selinxcom continues to invest in R&D to enhance their product portfolio.
Watson Reilly Corporation deploys Bond's AI-powered preventive personal security to protect 800 real estate agents. The Florida and Georgia brokerage partners with Bond to provide agents access to the world's only AI-powered platform, offering 24/7 personal security support. This move comes ahead of Realtor Safety Month, highlighting the importance of employee safety beyond traditional workplace boundaries. Bond's innovative approach combines AI technology and live personal security agents to address potential risks before they escalate.
GeoVax announced a warrant inducement transaction. GeoVax Labs Incount announced a warrant inducement agreement with an existing institutional investor for the immediate exercise of existing warrants, resulting in gross cash proceeds of approximately $3.60 million. The company intends to use the net proceeds for working capital and general corporate purposes. The transaction is expected to close on August 27, 2026, subject to customary closing conditions. Western Star Models buried intrusive bodies and fluid conduits across its Nevada Tungsten District. Western Star Resources, Inc. announced the results of a district-scale three-dimensional geophysical inversion across its Roland and White Star Tungsten properties in Nevada. The modeling has defined buried and partially exposed intrusive bodies across the district, refining fault networks involved in channeling mineralizing fluid. High-grade rock chips at Roland and White Star correspond spatially with modeled intrusive rocks, extending search space for potential exploration.
5W Group reports record profit amid continued growth. FWW Group Holdings Limited announced a record net profit after tax of US$172 million, tripling from the previous year. New business sales were up 7% to US$1.35 billion, with positive contributions from all four segments. Shareholder value indicators also showed positive trends, with a solvency ratio of 203%. The company continues to focus on customer needs and technological innovation across its 10 markets in Asia.
Flip HTML5 expands handbook templates for efficient handbook creation. Flip HTML5, a digital publishing platform, expands its collection of customizable handbook templates for various communication and instructional needs. Users can choose from a range of designs for employee handbooks, user manuals, training guides, and more, simplifying the creation process. These templates, created by professional designers, allow for easy customization of text, images, and multimedia elements, to suit different handbook purposes. The platform also offers easy distribution options for completed handbooks, making them accessible across devices.
SkyChem Group, building global chemical solutions through specialized brands. SkyChem Group has evolved into a global chemical solutions provider, catering to various industries like textiles, construction, agriculture, and pharmaceuticals. Their specialized brands, including Tianken, Silic Red, Sky Innovation, Shine, and Sky Bio, offer innovative solutions tailored to specific industry needs. With a focus on quality and innovation, SkyChem Group aims to provide efficient and professional chemical solutions for customers worldwide.
Multifunctional frequency modulated continuous wave LiDAR for simultaneous 3D imaging and multi-parameter sensing. A multifunctional frequency modulated continuous wave LiDAR capable of high precision ranging and multi-parameter sensing has been proposed. This innovative technology allows for 3D imaging and the simultaneous measurement of various physical parameters, including environmental temperature, gas concentrations, and liquid density. Developed by a team of scientists led by Professor Yong Kung Dong, this LiDAR system shows promising application potential in fields like new energy vehicles and spacecraft.
Survey finds 42% of small businesses with commercial vehicles reported auto incidents. A recent survey by Pi Insurance found that 42% of small businesses with commercial vehicles reported auto-related incidents in the previous year. The average out-of-pocket cost per commercial auto accident was $5,725. Inter Insurance Agency advises business owners to review their commercial auto policies regularly to ensure adequate coverage for their vehicles used for business purposes.
JPD Contracting streamlines tenant improve. I find it most important to watch every one of the most interesting focus and seamless construction solutions. JPD Contracting in Vancouver is revolutionizing tenant improvement projects by offering expert project management, seamless construction solutions. With a focus on efficiency, experience, and communication, JPD Contracting ensures well-managed projects from concept to completion. From coordinating trades to managing budgets, this team handles it all, making commercial renovations in Vancouver a stress-free experience for businesses.
On the website, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news for leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.